The first step is substitution. So substitution is actually changing, think of it as changing this for that. So you can substitute things, you can substitute places, procedures that you use to sell your product. You can substitute the people who use your product. You can substitute the ideas behind the functionality within your product. You can substitute the emotions generated around your product. Here's some questions. Is there a part or a function that can be replaced with another to make it more easy, to make it more functional? What function is the most crucial, and how can I make that even better? Can I change how I source the product, where I source the product? Maybe combine sourcing from two different areas, China and the U.S., for example. Who is it that actually use my product, and how do they use it? Can I substitute users? Can I substitute ways of using the product? What rules around this product can be altered or ignored? That's rules around, say, who might use the product, the size of the product, the shape of it, the color of it. Can you substitute other materials within your product to make it stronger or lighter, to make it more attractive, to make it more emotionally appealing, to make it more hip, to make it more comfortable, or to make it last longer? Now, the second step is combining. Combining, many think of this as the core to creativity, when you combine one thing from one area to one thing in your area and create something totally new. What different functions of your product can be combined, can be put together to be more useful, more valuable? What happens before someone uses your product? What happens after someone uses your product? Can you put some functionality to address those things in the product easily? Ask, if someone uses this, they will probably want what? If someone likes this, they will probably like what? What can you combine in the packaging to give a better user experience or to reward the customer? What kind of assortments, what kind of varieties or variations can you add to make the product better, to broaden the appeal of the product, to broaden the audience of the product? Number three is adapt. Your idea needs only to be original in its adaptation to the problem you're working on. You don't have to create something totally new. You just have to twist it a little bit to address a problem that it's not addressing. So what else is like your product that might, you might look at similar keywords, say for instance, especially long tail keywords, to find other products or other functionality within other products that you might be able to incorporate easily into yours to set it apart? Does the past offer a parallel you can use? What did people do before there was a product like this? What worked before there was a product like yours? What can you partially copy from other products, either in the past or present? What do the experts say? Is there something the experts say that is missing or that can better the functionality within your product? What are the different or unusual context that you can put your product in? Think, how would your product be used 20 years ago? How would it be used 20 years from now? Would they even need that? How would a specific gender use your product that are not using it now? How about race, a specific race? How about a specific religion? How would they view or use your product? What that is happening currently in politics, how would that affect your product or could affect your product? What about movies? What about books? How are the trends in movies and books going to affect your product? What ideas can you take from other categories in your niche? For instance, if you're in sports, what do other sports or what can other sports say about your product? If you're in toys and you're doing, say, a game, what can action figures say about how you present or the functionality within your game that can help you that's new in your particular area? Magnify is number three. Create something new by adding something. Not big, not expensive, something small that can really put a twist on things. Of course, you have extra features, and you can add those, but think across boundaries. How can time be added to the functionality, to how you sell the product, to who uses the product? How about frequency of the functionality? Can you increase the frequency of the functionality within your product, decrease it? What strength can you add? Not just in materials, but strengthening something that is already good, that is already a key component, or strengthening something that needs to be better. What can you make larger? What can you extend? What would happen if you would exaggerate a feature, exaggerate a function or a look within your product? Is there something that can be duplicated or doubled or repeated to give greater value? What's missing that could be useful to people? What are the gaps that need to be filled? What else do you need to know about your product or the users of your product or the context your product sits in that you haven't thought of previously? What can you add to make your product more dramatic,